Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Give me some chai. Do you want some tea today? Do you want some tea today?
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. This is Leah the Sun Star and my co-host, Carol the DJ. Thank you for tuning in to Enlightened Tea, where we talk about the latest tea and sip on tea. On the show tonight, we're going to be discussing healing your inner child, and this is a series, so this is only going to be part one of the series. We'll have part two next week. We have a special guest tonight who I feel is an amazing healer, a business owner, amazing singer, and an intuitive, very intuitive person and reader, Miss Corey Hicks. Thank you for joining us, Corey.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, we have a lot to talk about tonight. This is going to be a very deep conversation. I might get a little watery-eyed, but we're going to keep on pushing through it. What type of tea is everyone sipping on tonight? I will start with you, Corey. What type of tea are you sipping on?
I have on self. I'm sipping on self-elevating, self-healing tea, and with a sprinkle of lemon.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
Yes,
I kept it simple tonight. All right, Kel, what are you sipping on tonight?
I'm sipping on just some black tea tonight with some, you know, a little bit of sugar and the raw in there.
I forgot you like basic tea. Ain't no wrong with basic
tea. Yeah, basic.
I'm sipping on basic tea tonight, too. Normally, I don't be sipping on basic tea, but my stomach's been bothering me, so I'm sipping on some ginger tea with some organic honey in it right now. That organic India tea ginger. Yeah, that's it. So, on Enlightened Tea Radio, we love to discuss the latest entertainment and social topics from a higher self and lower self perspective. The controversial topic of the week is not a new topic at all, but because our overall topic and discussion of the week is healing your inner child, I felt drawn, of course, to the Michael Jackson documentary series called Leaving Neverland, which aired at the Film Festival in January, and then it aired on HBO. So this documentary is all about, of course, Michael Jackson, his Neverland Ranch, and some little boys that he allegedly sexually molested for years. And I haven't watched this. I haven't watched this documentary, but I've watched the news. I've watched the interviews with Oprah. I've watched, because I love Oprah, by the way. Oprah, if you ever listen to this, I love you. Hands down, love you. they testified. One of them testified multiple times, I think up to three times, and stated that Michael Jackson did nothing. And then the other one, it was two times, and Michael Jackson did nothing when charges were brought up against him when he was alive. The family is now, I believe, taking some counter action against them because, of course, Michael Jackson is deceased and he is not here to defend himself. And right. I think didn't he pass away in like 2008 or 2009? I remember I was in class working on my master's in social work when the news came. Like, I was literally in class. I just remember it was June.
I was in class, and we got the news. Everybody just started crying immediately. Like, it was just crazy. So the controversy is these men, they're now grown men, like in their 40s, I suppose. One might be in his 30s. I know one they said was 40. They basically, I guess, have children of their own now, and they're, you know, their reasoning for coming clean now is they said, you know, they have children now, so forth and so on. And they, I guess they just want to clear their conscience. They initially said they weren't doing it for any money, but there was a lawsuit that they lost, like, not too long ago. So, but they said they're not doing the documentary for money. All right. So, and then the other the other topic is Soulja Boy. And I just wanted to talk about him. I mean, of course, the healing your inner child. So recently, he's been doing a lot of interviews, getting a lot of press. For a while, we didn't hardly hear anything about Soulja Boy. Now he's back out. He's hitting these shows. He was on Marriage Boot Camp this year with his, I guess, ex. I don't know if she's an ex, but, you know, Nia Riley. So anyways, he recently, I think, got arrested for having ammunition in his house, and he's on probation, so they said it was a violation of probation. I'm trying to figure out how did they find out he had gun ammunition in his house. But it just seems like this negative shadow always follows him, no matter how much money he has, no matter what he does. It just, I just don't understand. Like, he gets good press, but then it always turns into bad press. So anyways, yes, and he was very violent on Marriage Boot Camp. I didn't finish the season, but I got to see a lot of the episodes, but I haven't finished the season yet. It's still on my DVR. But he got very violent towards his then girlfriend, and I mean, like, he's abusive. Like, he was very abusive. Yes, you could tell that he was struggling with some he was struggling with some drug addiction stuff. He was struggling with some childhood stuff. I can't remember what it was, either his mom or his dad, but somebody wasn't present in his life as a child, and they talked about it on one of the episodes. Yes, there you go. And they talked about it on one of the episodes, and I just really feel like, you know, I felt like these two stories embodied healing your inner child. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. Callers, if you would like to join in on the conversation, please stay tuned. I'm going to get to the lines after this commercial break from our sponsor.
This is another InfoSolve production.
Just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers here, you'd be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs.
RYB.
Welcome back to Enlightened Tea Radio. I am your host, Leah the Sunstar, with my co-host, Kel the DJ, and our special guest tonight, Mrs. Corey Hicks. We are getting back into it tonight. And, of course, our topic for tonight, just to go back over it, is healing your inner child. Before our commercial break, we talked a little bit about the Michael Jackson documentaries on HBO and that whole subject line of alleged childhood molestation and abuse, even going back to Michael Jackson, who I'm not going to say he was molested or molested, but we know he was abused as a child. We know his mind never left childhood. Like, his mind was literally stuck there. So I want to get into it. So let's start with you, Corey. What does your lower self and your higher self say about both of these topics?
Okay, let's see here. First of all, I like to go on the record to say that I believe Michael Jackson did not do anything to these people that are pressing charges against him or coming with these accusations. I feel like he's innocent, and I don't like how we disrespect the dead in this manner. It's really insulting, actually. And it's extremely insulting. Okay, so basically what I'm gathering from here is that, like, you know, we've all seen the Jackson 5 documentaries or the movies that they did, right? So
yes.
It's like he kind of never grew up from, you know, from childhood, and a lot of that is because his father and his mother and the other people that were around them pressed their own personal image and their own desires and wants as far as the music industry is concerned onto those children, you know. So it prevented them from even having a childhood or participating in a normal lifestyle, right? So even though he grew in numbers, he really didn't grow mentally. He just kind of got trapped there because he never really got to experience that, you know. So he was just shot into adulthood, but still with a childlike mind. And that manifested with him creating, you know, the Never Never Land and all that, and then wanting to be around more children, because I feel like he just wanted to, you know, vibrate on their level, on their frequency. He just kind of wanted to relive his childhood. And that's actually a part of healing your inner child, is to create what he did. So even though he didn't get to go, you know, to parks or festivals and all that other kind of stuff and enjoy a childhood as a child, he created it as an adult, you know. So so he got his healing before he left out of here, which is really awesome, and I'm glad that he was able to do that.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I think you touched on both the lower and the higher in this situation, and that makes absolute sense, what you're saying. He was a child at heart. I truly believe that. Like,
absolutely.
He's playing with monkeys and all kinds of stuff. I just be like, Lord, bless his little heart.
You know.
Love his music, though. Love his music, but the man ran a zoo and a carnival and a fair. An amusement park. Let's just say a zoo, a circus, and an amusement park in the same place. All right. Kel the DJ, what are your lower and your higher thoughts? Wait, hold on. We got to back up. Wait, you left off Soulja Boy. You ain't got nothing to say.
I did, didn't I? Oh, my God. Okay, so let's see here. I don't know a whole lot about Soulja Boy. I kind of stay away from it. But I think I can touch.
You don't like rap? You don't like that angry rap music?
Not his. Okay. Well, you know, I like his music. You know, I like that his song that came out, because I was young when it came out. But I don't like.
So look, Soulja Boy, tell him.
Yes. You know.
Okay.
But his attitude, like how you said earlier, that you know, there's the bad overshines the good. I just can't rock with him because it's always his lower self is always coming out. You know, he is abusive. He's verbally and physically abusive, and I feel like that's because he got into the music industry again, yet another one, as a child. So he didn't really get the discipline because he had to immediately go out and start earning money, you know, for his family and for himself. And I'm thinking his manager is actually his mother. So then there's another part of that where, you know, she's disconnected from mom, and now she's just manager. So there's no real substance around him, and his father wasn't there, you know. So that can create some bitterness, you know, when you don't get to have somebody that you can trust that's from your own bloodline or from your parents, your mother, your father. You can become very angry and spiteful at the world, you know. You also don't even get to figure out who you are, you know, to the core of yourself, and as a normal human being walking this planet, you know. And also for my lower self, I just think somebody needs to just take him to the side and have a really strong talk with him in the back room somewhere, because he's you're not gonna hit my daughter. You're not gonna talk to my daughter anytime. That's not okay. And I would say definitely he needs to be handled, but you know, that's past Corey. So we'll just kind of, you know, pray for him, send him some vibrational frequencies, or we could just pop him in the mouth and then sprinkle some fairy dust on him, you know, and say, oh, you're in life. You know, we'll do it that way. We'll fix it that way. But yeah,
I don't know if I would give him none of my fairy dust.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve it, but he does need help. But I want somebody to like at least take him under the wing, because he has the whole business aspect of it, right? He has all that together, but he needs to go back and fix his root chakra, you know, get some stability, get a foundation, get security, because that's really ultimately what he doesn't have, is a sense of security and stability. He has no roots. There's nobody there to hold him down. Everybody's making money off of him, and that's not okay.
Or to go, you know, hate to bring in R. Kelly, or they robbing him, or not giving him his credit.
Oh no, I'm pretty sure that they're robbing him. Yes, absolutely. Because then if you don't have a core group of people like your friends or cousins and stuff like that that's around you that you can trust, you start to build up, you know, regular people that show a little bit of love. So now they become your entourage, and you really can't trust these people. But because you're longing for a connection with somebody that has a little bit of normalcy, you know, you bring these people in close to you, and then they do start robbing you blind. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. That was insightful. Kel, what are your higher thoughts and your lower, what does your higher self and your lower self have to say about these two situations?
Okay. About Michael Jackson leaving Neverland, I personally didn't watch Leaving Neverland. I tend to stay away from certain documentaries. Like, I didn't watch R. Kelly one either. But as far as, like, Michael Jackson, like, you know, I was a major fan, especially as a kid. As a DJ, I play his music still, you know, at events. It's very, you know, it's highly requested. I play Michael Jackson at every event that I do.
You sure do. And it'd be jamming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I just, you know, when I did the bar the other day, I played it there, you know. And actually, some of the customers walk up to me and they asked for it, so specifically. And, you know, I always saw, you know, the things that he did, you know, as a kid, you know, it would be so much in the tabloids about him.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, like, if he did it, it's hard to determine, because there was so much information put out about him that was false, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, like, you know, I can't even say if it's like lower or higher self. I guess this is just my opinion on it. Is like, I don't know what he did, you know? It's so hard to determine that. And if he did do those things, of course, you know, he's gone now, so it's not really anything that can be done for him. It would be more so his children and his legacy. You know, so if he did do
absolutely.
Those things, then of course, you know, that the you know, the people should be compensated for that. You know, they're losing lawsuits and everything. if they were to go right. through those things. My higher self is like, you know, they, I mean, it's just so hard to determine because he's not here, you know? He's not even here anymore. So, like, you know, if he has to atone for those things, that would have to deal with the spirit realm, you know? When it comes to that,
yeah, absolutely.
What you believe in and things like that. But do we truly know what's happening to him at the moment or what happened to him after death? We don't know. We don't know.
Mm-mm.
You know? But, you know, of course, somebody will come out and be like, oh, yeah, because, you know, they're a psychic or whatever. But and they might say something. We don't know. But, yeah, that's basically what my higher self would be with that, you know. It depends on what happens.
Okay.
As far as Soulja Boy goes, I watched a little bit of Marriage Boot Camp, and I've also played his music at events, too. And, you know, it's very well received. And, you know, I could tell that he went through a lot with his acting.
Yeah.
And he's very, like, stunted emotionally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he's like, he's trying to live, but he's very, very intelligent. He's very smart. And, you know, he does have his hand on a lot of things business-wise, and people, you know, make fun of him because, you know, he still operates with the, like, kind of like a child mind, but he's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he's kind
mm-hmm.
of, it's weird. Like he's like stuck. Like just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, Corey said and you said, he's definitely stuck. I think he would need like somebody that could guide him, like probably definitely some counseling involved with that. Because I don't know if he's, you know, using drugs. I know he got arrested a few days ago.
Oh, he's definitely using drugs. I mean, if he's not using hardcore drugs, he's definitely on the tree. He definitely
some type of
puff
some
pass.
Type of, yeah, I don't even think it's, I think it would be something else at this point.
Yeah,
it wouldn't even be that because that don't.
Well,
make
you know,
act
I don't
like
know.
That.
Well,
that don't make you act like that. If that was the case. You know, some people I know would be doing all of that stuff that he be doing, but that's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother thing. But he had a probation violation the other day. You know, he's already a felon allegedly.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I think for my higher self, he needs guidance. You know, he needs somebody. Lower self would be, I guess he would be just, you know, just like it is, like how he be thrown in jail every time he do something, you know? Like, does he deserve to sit there and rot? I don't think so. But
No.
You gotta make your own choices, you know, in this life. You gotta make
Absolutely,
some smart choices.
You sure do.
Mhm.
You sure
That's
do.
All I have
we
to
all
say
we all be held
much.
Accountable. Yeah, we'll all be held accountable for what we do. Okay, so we do have to take a quick music break real quick, and when we come back, I'll give my thoughts on the topic. I will see if we have any callers on the line that are holding. Once I give my thoughts on our topics, I want to get into talking about healing your inner child from the perspective of my guest tonight and my co-host tonight and myself. So we're going to take a quick break. What I do want to say is tomorrow is the Raise Your Vibration weekly meetup at the Little Five Points Community Center. The Enlightened Collective is a 501(c) nonprofit. They are the sponsor of the Raise Your Vibration meetup and the sponsor of the Enlightened Tea Radio Show. Please come down if you're in the Atlanta area at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night to 9 p.m. I will actually be facilitating tomorrow, if you're here in the Atlanta area, on full moon rituals, because we do have a full moon coming up this Friday. So if you're in the Atlanta area and you have some time on your hand, please come see us tomorrow at the Little Five Points Community Center, room 005, for the Raise Your Vibration weekly meetup at 7:30 p.m. We'll be right back after this musical break.
This is another InfoSol production.
Welcome back to Enlightened Tea Radio. I am your host tonight, Leah the Sunstar. Our co-host tonight is Kel the DJ, and our special guest tonight is Corey Hicks. We are getting back from our brief musical commercial break, and we do have a caller on the line that is going to get a reading. But before we get into the reading, I just want to talk a little bit about what is going on within me about these topics. So the first topic I want to talk about is, of course, the Michael Jackson situation, Leaving Neverland. So my lower self is saying the root of all evil is money. I just don't understand why they decided to do this post-mortem. My lower self is like, oh, they should just, I just think this director, producer, or whatever, I get his freedom of speech, it's a documentary, But I just think that's horrible. I think that's horrible. As far as the men, I'm not gonna say I don't believe them. But if they if it is true, I just wish they would have had the courage to come forward when he was alive and not after he's gone. I think somebody said it on the news or something I was watching. They basically said, I think it came from the family. The family made a statement and they were just like, you know, Michael Jackson was found innocent when he was alive. And they believed if he was still alive, that none of this would be coming out. So, and I believe that too, because one of these guys, he sounded like he was in love with Michael Jackson. So if, I mean, it could have been he was in love with Michael and Michael didn't touch him, or it could have been he was in love with Michael and Michael did touch him. One guy said Michael Jackson gave him a ring. So my lower self is saying, I just think these people should be sued for defamation of character. I'm sorry. Like, I just, right. I truly feel like that. That they should
didn't
be getting sued
out?
By the family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't they just come out and say that they were false, like like everything was false and they had to take everything down at this point. So they definitely need to be sued.
Yeah, they need to be sued for defamation of character. You know, that's my lower self. My higher self is saying, the family needs healing. These guys need some counseling and some therapy, of course. Michael, I agree with Corey. Michael did his work while he was still here as far as healing his inner child. Michael lived his adult life as a childhood. I mean, as a child, because he lived his childhood as an adult. He lived his adulthood as a child. Yeah, and I hope that makes sense, what I just said. But that's the truth.
It makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how it happened. And so he resolved his lack thereof having a childhood, like Corey said, before he left this earth. Now, I feel bad for these men if they truly were molested, which I can't say if they were or they weren't. But if they truly were molested by Michael Jackson, now their inner child is going to need healing. Mm-hmm. Because if they were performing sexual acts with him, I heard on something that, you know, one of the guys had blood on his underwear and Michael called him and asked him to get rid of the underwear. It was just, I heard stuff about it, like from anal sex or anal penetration. He had blood on his underwear. Michael called him and asked him to get rid of the underwear, stuff like that. So, If that truly, truly happened, if that call happened, if that situation happened, and these were high school, younger than elementary school, however old they were, because, again, I did not actually watch the documentary. I'm a little nervous about watching either of these documentaries, Surviving R. Kelly, and I just watched the news. I heard it, but I didn't watch it yet. I have it, but I didn't watch it. So that's my higher self standpoint on it. Now, the Soulja Boy situation, my lower self says somebody needs to take him around the corner down the street and tone him down a little bit, like give him a little ego deflation, like a little ego deflation. That's all, you know, that's all need to happen with that. He needs to have some ego deflation because he's, you know, if I hear Big Draco one more time, I'm going to be like, there is nothing big on this boy. Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know that personally. It might be. But from what I can see with his clothes on, ain't nothing big on this. But they be like, Big Draco. I'd be like, bruh, this is not, I don't care. There's a guy that I follow on Instagram called Improv Bob. Video clips be hilarious. He did one, Everyday Struggle did an interview. It's a show that comes on YouTube, Everyday Struggle. And Soulja Boy was on there. And he started talking about, you know, somebody asked, and it was a stupid question, why do you have so many businesses? And he just went on this rant, and it was a stupid question. I think it was a stupid question. Why would you be asking an African-American man in this day and age why you have so many businesses? Because we need to own businesses.
It was
And then he it was a stupid question. But he went off on this tangent, and I swear when we get off this call, I'm going to send it to y'all. I can't send it to everybody who's listening. Thank y'all for listening. But if y'all go to the IG page that I just mentioned, y'all can see the video. But it was just a little clip with some little, you know, sidebars, and it was so funny, though. It's always funny on that particular IG page. But it just spoke to for that particular clip, I was kind of proud of him. But when I saw his demonstration of how he is in a relationship on Marriage Boot Camp, OMG. I was like, he needs to be arrested, and he needs to spend some time in there thinking about why he shouldn't put his hands on women, why he shouldn't talk to women like that, why he's spoiled, and why he treats someone like they're his maid and they have to do something for him. Oh, no. I was like, mm-mm. Have several seats. Sit down. And fill up the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How about that? But... sit, have a seat. But my higher self for him is in line with what everyone else has said thus far, and Corey and Kale. I really feel like he could benefit from hypnosis. He could benefit from some ancestral cleansing. He can benefit from, I mean, he needs some deep-rooted rituals done to help him heal. And that's my higher thoughts on that. You know, he needs somebody to, I'm not going to say mentorship him, but he needs somebody in the spiritual community. You know who I think he could benefit from? 21 Savage.
Okay.
I think 21 Savage would be a great mentor for Soulja Boy on some level. I really truly believe that. That's just my thoughts on it, though. Now, let's get into our reading. Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, we have Stephanie on the line from New Jersey, and her date of birth is 7/25. Let's get into it. So, Stephanie, we're just going to give you a reading for this week, for this upcoming week over the next, I'll say, 7 days.
Great.
Wow. So Stephanie, I'm picking up for you that, well, first of all, the Queen of Wands came out, so that's you definitely. Because you're a Leo. You're a Leo on a Cancer cusp, but I see for you coming up this week that any money situation that you're going through is going to become balanced. So I see you coming into, if you're in need of some money, which what I'm seeing is you might be in need of some, a little bit of money, or you might be coming into some money, or somebody might be owing you some money, and that is going to come out in your favor in this upcoming week if someone owes you some money or you're anticipating getting some money. Also, I see that you're really going to be kind of focused on your spirituality this week as well. You're a highly intuitive person. You are a nurturer. And I see you this week kind of coming into some type of transitional period where you're going to be coming into, I think one of your spiritual gifts is actually going to be exposed this week. So don't be surprised if that happens to you. If you're somewhere and you feel led to do something, just go with it, especially if it has to do with your spirituality. Meaning go to the park, go out and walk in nature at some point. But over the next 7 days, I just really feel like the focus is going to be on you for sure. Balancing something's going to, a score is going to be evened in your life, and it has something to do with money. And then you are going to be more focused on your spirituality and meditation. And that's going to lead you into a transformation. I'm not sure what that transformation is. Does anybody else have anything coming through?
I did. I'm seeing that she's being called to step up and take a more leadership role in her life. And then with people that are around her and whatever projects that she has coming up, but it's especially spirit-based. And if I were her also, I would work with my solar plexus chakra this week. Are you a healer, Stephanie?
Well, it's interesting because I have had a reading before, and they didn't really talk about it, but at the end, the woman was like, kind of made a joke about, not a joke, but refers to me as a healer, but it was kind of like in passing.
Yeah.
And then there are also some other readings or divinations that I've gotten where I feel like the diviner was holding back, but because spirit was telling them to hold back, maybe, and now looking back, maybe because I wasn't ready or wasn't the right time, but I kind of had that feeling as I was getting that divination, like, I feel like there's something that's there that they're not saying, but and then now looking at it, thinking probably because I wasn't ready or it wasn't time for me to know. So,
yeah, I'm getting that too.
That definitely is, especially with your hand. So you may, I know I mentioned your solar plexus chakra, but also with your crown chakra, I would be mindful about the guidance that you're getting in. And you may feel like some tingling and some swirling on your crown. That says opening up of your crown chakra and your intuitive guidance that's coming in. So I'm with Leah on that, with your gifts opening up and you being more aware of it. And then that's going to give you more confidence to take a leadership role. You're going to basically find out who you are to a certain degree. Yes.
Mm. And to piggyback off of what she said, you really want to put some energy focusing towards that during this week. You really do, honestly, because as she said, as you come into that, like, your spiritual guides are calling you into this. So it's kind of going to happen whether you want it or not. So you might want to start putting some energy to it, because they're telling me you need to be faithful to embodying your gifts, and Moonstone came up for you. So if you don't have the Moonstone, you should get some Moonstone.
Okay.
And sleep with it under your pillow, because that might help you.
Yeah.
And that's for, like, opening up the spiritual gifts and...
All right. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for calling in. Call back next week and give us an update. Let us know what happened to you. I'm
awesome.
Hoping to send you some miraculous energy. All
okay,
right.
Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. I'm going to check the lines and see if we have someone else that is holding on the line for a reading. And, yeah, we're going to get into our thoughts on just our situations of healing and healing your inner child. All right, we'll be right back after this musical break.
This is another InfoCell production.
This is an original instrumental. Soulful music. Enjoy.
This is another InfoCell production. InfoCell Pride.
This is an
Tonight, my co-host is the lovely Kel, the DJ, and we have the goddess, Miss Corey Hicks, with us tonight. She's going to give you her own information at the end, but I want to say I call her goddess because her name truly is Fire Goddess from the Stars on IG, and she embodies the goddess. So we have another caller holding on the line for a reading, so we're going to get into that now. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle is calling from Wisconsin tonight, and her birthday is 10/12. She is a lovely Libra.
Thank you.
All right. Ooh. Interesting. Okay, Michelle, so what I'm picking up for you is that you're going to be called into action this week, almost like a new beginning. So I see you showing up next to a, so it's you, you're the Queen of Swords, because you're an air sign, showing up next to another queen, the Queen of Cups. And it's interesting, you have to make a decision about a situation, but you might not know all the details, so you want to be careful because there might be some underlining details or some underlining, I'm not going to say deceit, but there could be some things that you're either hiding from yourself or someone else is hiding from you. So I'm seeing that it might be a business venture or some kind of partnership that you're thinking about entering into, and you, before you make a decision this week, you need to get all the details about it. Before you enter into this partnership. And this partnership could be with a man who has a little bit of feminine energy or a woman. But I'm picking up someone who is a Pisces, a Pisces, a Scorpio, or a Cancer. And I'm going to get some clarification for that as well. Corey, do you have anything for Michelle?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, okay, this is so great that we're kind of seeing the same thing. This is really dope, actually. So it's like you're already going through your awakening. I feel like you're in mid-process, and you already know that, like you're quite aware of that. And I feel like you're going to be getting what we call an upgrade here for this week, and you'll be able to actually start to integrate, like, your spirituality into your professional life, into your waking life, your family life, just every part of your life. And also I want to say to pay attention to your dreams and the thoughts that come through during the nighttime. I feel like you're going to be getting some messages as you sleep from your guides.
I think so too.
Are you aware that you're currently going through your awakening? Or how is that going for you?
Well, my mom just passed away Monday, actually. So I feel like I was her caregiver for like 6 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I work and everything too, but like I would just work and then go there, work and go there, and it was like kind of my identity, you know, like I couldn't do anything without like thinking, oh, I got to have my phone on me, or I can't do that, I have to think about my mom, you know. So it's a lot of changes this week, and something really amazing happened today on the when my mom was dying, and I kept, she couldn't hear me. I mean, I believe she could hear me, but she, you know, she wasn't awake or anything, but I just kept telling her to give me a sign, give me a sign. And I told her to give me a butterfly if she, you know, to let me know she was okay. Mm-hmm. And then today I was thinking, well, I guess I'm going to have to wait till summer probably, you know, because I live in Wisconsin. And then today when I got home from work, there was a butterfly on my back porch. Mm-hmm. And it stayed for like 35 minutes. And it's April here, and it just snowed here, like the day before yesterday. There's like no butterflies when there's snow, you know. So I know that with my mom, and I just feel like you're saying, there is going to be a lot of transformation, and
Yes, you're going to have a new way of being. Like this week is going to bring you so much transition.
So when was your mom's birthday?
January 8th.
Okay. Do you have anybody around you that's, do you have any siblings or any cousins or aunts, uncles, anything like that? Or aunt or a female sibling?
I have a brother, and my daughter has been dreaming of my mom already. So I don't know if that's what you mean. And we're like so close, almost like sisters, even though she's my daughter. But she always calls me her sister. She always says, "I love you, Mom," or sisters, and, you know.
That's beautiful.
So that is beautiful. I think what I'm picking up about the rest of your week is that, so it's interesting, your mom just transitioned, because I'm getting a couple of messages here. One is a message of hope. So she's still with you. She... I don't know if you're receiving any life insurance money or something like that, but you're going to get some kind of message about that or something of the sort concerning some type of money. But she wants you to be warned and be careful about who you're sharing information with and so forth and so on. And just make some wise decisions whenever you get that information. Also, I pulled a angel message for you, and the angel message says, "I'm leading you towards the answer to your prayers. Please listen to and follow the steps I am communicating through your intuition, thoughts, and dreams."
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and condolences to you, beautiful.
Thank you,
beautiful
so much.
Woman. I know what it feels like to lose a parent. It's very painful, and I will definitely send you some energy when I light my candles tonight, because I light candles every night. I will send you some energy, some healing, and some comfort your way to help you get through the rest of this week. But your mom is very present with you. Her spirit is very present with you, and you're going to be fine.
Thank you so much. Bless
you
all. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bless you. Thank you for calling in.
I really, really needed to hear it, so thank you.
Oh, you're
very
welcome. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, call back next week and give us an update, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, y'all. Corey, that was emotional. Okay. So, let's talk a little bit about your thoughts on healing your inner child.
Okay, my thoughts on healing your inner child. Well, I believe I can go ahead and speak from my experience. It's very important to identify the problem and where trauma may have started so that you can fix these. And a lot of these issues manifest in the in your adulthood through, like, your relationships and how you communicate and how you act with other people that are around you and how you see yourself. So I know everyone is used to hearing, you know, a child should stay in a child's place, you know, they should be seen and not heard, you know. So my experience with that is that I, you know, my throat chakra was just completely crushed. It was stifled. There was, I couldn't say anything or speak my truth or stand in my power, you know. So I didn't really find out who I was and what I liked until I became an adult, because I lived my life through my parents and how they wanted it to unfold. And so now I'm actually fixing that by spending more time with myself, communicating, you know, with my inner child, and actually doing a lot of energetic work through childhood pictures and meditation. So now, and I also value my voice. You know, I honor it. I tell myself I love myself every day. I am beautiful. I'm strong. Mm. And I honor every word and every thought and every emotion that comes to the surface through my body and through my spirit, because I couldn't do that before. So now I just stay with myself and stay supporting myself and honoring myself.
Oh, that's amazing. That is so, so, so amazing. And I think, you know, my hope in sharing on Enlightened Tea Radio is that someone who is listening is going to learn something about what they can do to help them in their healing process, because healing our inner child is so important. So thank you so much for sharing that. That was awesome. Okay.
You're very welcome.
Kel the DJ.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just making sure.
So what are your thoughts on healing your inner child?
Okay. As far as healing inner child, I have some similar things with Corey where I didn't know, you know, who I was until I was an adult, and I'm still figuring out some things. But that can come with a very long process, depending on, you know, the things that have happened as a child. But it's always important to get in touch with, you know, your inner child to nurture yourself and to make sure that you get what you need, because sometimes some things can take you back to that moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually, you know, working on some of those things at the moment, because, you know, sometimes, like, people go through life and, you know, they'll do certain things and don't even realize that that isn't the way things are supposed to be. But because you're so used to it, it can, it gotta be corrected. So that's what I'm working on for myself, is correcting things that I didn't know were an issue. So, and that can be tricky. That can be very tricky.
Absolutely.
That can be a very tricky thing, but it's happening.
That's
it's
awesome.
Necessary.
It is. It absolutely is necessary, which brings me to my point of, I think for me, I sat down with a radical forgiveness coach a couple months ago, and she did an exercise with me and, like, a free consultation, and I realized that I was still attracting the same feelings from my childhood into my present experience. So I was still attracting people, partner, you know, I was still attracting people to myself and ending up with people that elicited these same painful feelings that I felt from my childhood. So once I had that realization, and I think she said to me, you want someone else to make you a priority, but you don't make yourself a priority. That cut me so deep. And I think after that, I really started focusing my fairy energy, yes, because I am a fairy, on creating some bath salts and some incense to help with healing past trauma. And depending on how much past trauma you have, it might take a lot of root candle chakras and a lot of them bath salts. And then I created an incense from some herbs that you can also burn for it. So I've been working on a whole line of products for helping to heal your inner child. And I'm working on myself with that. I'm also doing some mirror work, because what I don't want to do is going forward in my journey now is have another karmic experience or have another experience that I've attracted into my life based off of these feelings from my childhood. So it takes some deep inner work, but I am doing it. I've called in some practitioners to help me as well on the side with some washes. I am extensively working on myself, because as I tell people, when I have my talk with my ancestors and my angels and my fairies, I told them I would sooner walk into incoming traffic than ever have to go through another karmic situation where I was attracting the feelings. Because we always think about the people that hurt us, but it's really not the people. You can think about the person, you can think about what they did, but what really is at the core is the feeling. How did they make you feel?
Absolutely.
So what I realized was that the disappointment and the hurt and the shame, the just unworthiness that I felt as a child, I'm still attracting that into my present experience. Because even though you go to counseling, you talk to people, you do all that work, if you don't do the spiritual healing required, however you get it done, you know, to cut that those cords, those feelings that you had, you'll continue to attract those types of people that are going to make you feel that way, that are going to make you feel whatever that hurt was. If you felt hurt, if you felt disappointed, if you felt angry, if you felt devalued, whatever those feelings you felt in your childhood will continue to come into your now experience. So it's very important to work on those things. And this topic, we can go on and on about, but we do have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I think we have one more reading, and then we're going to end for tonight. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
This is another InfoSol production.
welcome back to Enlightened Tea Radio. I am your host, Leah the Sun Star, and my co-host for tonight is Kale the DJ. And my special guest tonight is Goddess Corey Hicks. We are going to get right back into our conversation with a reading. We have Susan from New Jersey on the line. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Thank you. Susan
is calling from New Jersey again, and her birthday is January 28th. Susan, we're just going to give you a weekly overview for the next 7 days. We're going to give you your highlights, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Susan, I think you're going to have a really great week. I'm picking up that you are going to have an outcome or some kind of judgment is coming in for you as far as you're going to be receiving. I'm seeing choices here, and your choice is going to be around money. So if you've been hoping for some money, if you've been hoping to come into some money, if you've been looking into some type of business venture, I think it's going to all balance out for you this week, and that you're going to actually make a decision about it. And the decision that you make is going to be the right decision. It's going to bring you some more money. And I see that you're going to be celebrating with someone towards the end of the week once you do make your decision. And I'm being told that you really need to use your intuition. And as long as you're using your intuition, you are going to make the right decision for yourself. And you're going to come out on top with receiving your just due. That's what I'm getting. Your due justice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And some fluorites might help you. And fluorite is a stone. If you're in New Jersey, there might be some metaphysical stores. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but that you can get a fluorite stone from, or you can order some fluorite off of Amazon. It's pretty easy to find. Corey, do you have anything for Susan?
I do. I also feel like that you're having like a transformation this week, and you're dealing with some deep healing issues, and I feel like it's surrounded or centered around your heart chakra and relationships and just emotional love and self-love, but more so dealing with people is what I'm feeling. And I also want to, I agree with you, Leah, that she will also be around, like, she's going to kind of vibrate to a soul tribe, like her people are going to start coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that you're creating,
mm-hmm.
you're gathering, all that stuff is going to start coming together. So with your healing of your heart chakra, you're going to be clearing stuff out, and then you'll be able to draw more people in because your heart will be radiating by that time. So healing, transformation, and closeness and coming together of your people, your soul tribe, your family and friends, basically.
Nice. Okay, great. And do you see anything around my love life?
Yeah, I actually did see. Yeah, we both did. I actually see somebody. Probably somebody who might be younger than you. I see somebody who's a Leo or Sagittarius or an Aries around you later on this week. And y'all are going to either meet while you're out. If you don't already know who this person is, you might
make sure you go to any social events that you're going to be invited to.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Guys.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Excited.
We appreciate you calling in. Yes.
Yeah,
call us back next
I
week
will.
And give us an update. All right.
No,
thank
right.
you.
That would be great. Yeah. Bye.
Great. Bye.
What do you want me to?
All right, guys. So this has been a very, very, very productive, great show. And I just want to, again, remind everybody that the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Meetup is every Wednesday night at 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Little Five Points Community Center here in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, please come check out the Raise Your Vibration Meetup. Tomorrow I will be facilitating on the full moon that is upcoming and taking everyone through a ritual that they can perform based off of this full moon that is coming in. So I really, really hope that if you're listening and you're in the Atlanta area that you come and check us out. Also, I can be reached on IG at Lia, L-I-A, underscore, the, underscore Sunstar, and that's S-U-N-S-T-A-R on IG. If you'd like to have a divination reading with me, a spiritual consultation, or if you want to know about my upcoming workshops or anything that I'm doing, you can click the book me on my page. Also, I can be reached in my email, Lia, the Sunstar at gmail.com, and that is Lia spelled L-I-A. Also, Kel, let people know how they can get in touch with you.
Hi. My social media information is Kel the DJ, 215 is K-E-L-T-H-E-D-J, 215 on Instagram. That's also my Gmail. And I have a Facebook page it's a fan page called Kel the DJ, so click that and like that. And anyone can contact me through, private messenger if they would like to book me for an event. That's about it.
All right. And Corey, Goddess, Corey Hicks, please tell everyone how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. So I am a Reiki Master Healer as well as a crystal seller and an intuitive mm-hmm. spiritual advisor. So if you're looking to get a reading or any Reiki energy healing services or even crystals and jewelry, you can find me at www.sacredchimes.com or on my social media outlet. It is Sacred Chimes. That's S-A-C-R-E-D-C-H-I-M-E-S. And also Fire Goddess, that's Fire Goddess underscore from the stars. That's more my personal page. But if you follow Sacred Chimes, you will see inspirational quotes, guidance, affirmations that are posted daily. And you can find me there. So shoot me a message if you're looking to start your healing journey. Let me know.
Thank you so much, Goddess Corey, for being here. Your presence has been greatly felt. I really, 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 truly appreciate you. We got to do lunch, girl, because, I swear you're from my tribe.
of course.
yes. And Kel, thank you, my wonderful sister and DJ. Yes, y'all, I got my own personal DJ. I am fly. don't you know? You a boss when you got your own DJ. That's dope, right? I appreciate everyone calling in tonight. I hope to see everyone back next week for Healing Your Inner Child Part 2. We will be on next week with myself, of course, Leah the Sunstar, Kel the DJ, and back with Prophet BK. So please call back in next week for the second part of Healing Your Inner Child. Thank you all so much, and we will see you next week.
Good night.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's tea? What's tea, girl?
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's tea, girl? How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Can I get...
Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl?
What's tea? What's tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today?
Welcome to Enlighten Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlighten Tea Radio.
What's tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl?
Welcome to Enlighten Tea Radio.
What's tea? What's tea, girl? What's tea? What's tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl?